Yeah, we've got a related question from Teo Gibson, who's in Japan, and he says, how does food become radioactive? He's seen on the news that the Japanese government is setting regulations for the acceptable amounts of radiation in food. How can he protect his son? He's very concerned.
Well, I mean, there are various ways that food can become radioactive. It becomes radioactive when, you know, plants absorb it either through their roots as they grow, or animals ingest it and then you eat the animals. You also get fallout. So in the initial blast where they vented this steam, I mean, there would have been some dissolved cesium and iodine and probably some particles of fuel, very small amounts, in those vents. And those would have then come down around about the Fukushima prefecture. And so that's why the Japanese government has banned the sale of various different vegetables and milk within a certain radius of the plant.